Okay, so this is for Usher, because Usher asked. So last week we did the sugya of Altas Asmachak Orche Hadayanin. Usher asked the reasonable question that I should have asked before I gave Sharon it, which is, how do we paskin? What do we do? Chatasi, this is against my nature to have given a halach l'maisa topic without having looked at halach l'maisa. So since then, I have looked at halach l'maisa. I spoke to three dayanim. I spoke to Rav Bick, I spoke to Rav Michi, and I emailed, what?
You asked my uncle.
You asked your uncle? Oh, good, so you'll fill in when I finish. And then I emailed Rabbi Yonah Reis, the former director of the Beis Din of America and a current chaver on the Beis Din of America, and the current head of the CRC. So I got the policy of at least four Bati Dinim, and we'll get Eretz Chemdas. Okay, so we'll get Eretz Chemdas. So, to quickly... Chicago, yeah, exactly. Very good. Okay. Woo! Woo! Chaim, woo! Okay. So we had said last week there was a range of positions quickly to review. Yes? We have the tour who says you can't do anything. Then we have the Rambam, which, as the Beis Yosef says, is just Svara Pshuta, that everyone would agree that at least you can do what?
Help them
just articulate what they're saying. Then slightly more would be not just help them articulate, perhaps tell them the best claim, and then even more would be to help them legally use loopholes, legally manipulate the case, and then obviously the worst would be sheker, right? Would be lying. That's out of bounds. Probably that's not what Altas Atzmacha Gorcha Dianin did, because that's obvious, though the Gra does in fact in his commentary equate it. But Pashas, it's more than that. We noted that in addition, there's the secondary question, which is, who does it apply to? Does it apply to Dayanim or other people? Does it apply to Adam Chashuv? Is there an Adam Chashuv Bizman Azeh? Does it not apply to Krovim? Etc. Yes? That was a summary of last week? Okay. So I asked, we'll start with Rav Michi and Rav Bick. Rav Michi and Rav Bick both serve on the Beis Din here. Rav Michi went to Eretz Chemda. That's where he learned Dayanus. I don't know where Bick learned Dayanus, honestly. I didn't ask him. What?
Here being where?
In Alon Shvut. In Alon Shvut, yeah. Rav Pearl's on it, and Rav Michi, and Rav Shlomo. I don't know if he did Yad Din Yad Din YU. I mean, he could have done it in Israel. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he came here relatively early. Okay, so I spoke to Rav Michi and I said, what do we do about Altas Asmacha Korchei Din? He said, what do you mean? We love Orchei Din. We love lawyers. They're wonderful. They help people be misadir their claims. And this is what he said, which is very interesting. And Reese mentioned the sheet, though he's not personally thrilled with it. It's not what the Beis Din of America relies on. He quoted a shita, which I found out later is the Gedulei Truma, who says that we know that one of the positions in the Rishonim is that the standard for Altas Asmaka Korchaya Dayanin is lowered for, based on the Gemara, Krovim. Well, there are two things in the Gemara. One is Adam Chashuv versus Adam Ragel, and the second one is Karov. Now, one could have read Karov narrowly, meaning that there's some carved out exception for a Karov because
cousin, brother, or something.
Yeah, it's a special pasuk. So he said, no, what the Gedulei Truma argues is that the problem of Altas Asmacha Korchei Dayanin is fundamentally, why are you acting as my Orech Din and not his Orech Din? It's a problem not of helping somebody, but of why are you helping X over Y? Right? It's favoritism as opposed to the Iker problem of helping. When you have a relative, there's a good reason why you're helping Reuven instead of Shimon.
You pay somebody also.
And that's what the Gedulei Truma says, that if you pay somebody, you solve the problem of Altas Asmach Orchei Dayanin. Therefore, he says, first of all, we like Orchei Dayanin because they help you be misadir claims, which, as you remember, is good according to almost everybody. Yes?
Yeah.
In addition, he thinks that we paskin like the Gedulei Truma, that it's only a problem where you can't you have no good reason to support Reuven over Shimon. When we do, then it's fine. The third point he said, and this is a complication, and that's part of the reason they paskin this way, is in Israel, what's unique about the Bati Dinim that's not true in America?
Yeah.
They have legal status.
They have direct legal status, so they don't really have much of a choice in the matter. He also said they allow both lawyers and Tohanim, which we'll see in a minute. The RCA does not, and for we'll see the halacha base really. So what's the difference? A lawyer is, by which we mean a secular lawyer, like somebody who doesn't necessarily law halacha, but he knows how to formulate claims in any court of law. A Tohen Rabbani, or Tohenet Rabbani, is somebody who knows the halachic system and is actually guiding you through the specific process of Beis Din. Now,
as you find new gaps in theory.
Yes, and that's going to be why the RCA and the CRC both like lawyers, but not Tohanim, but we'll get to that in a minute. Yes, Chaim.
Who is the Delay
Shulchan? I forget. It's one of the Achronim who writes on Misaviv Shulchan Aruch.
So, like 1600s or more like 1800s?
I think it's later. I think it's later, but I don't know exactly when. Someone has internet; they can look it up. Okay. So that was Rav Michi. Then I asked Rav Bick. Rav Bick's.
You didn't say the difference between Batei Din in America.
Well, we're going to get to it. We're going to do Rav Michi, then Rav Bick in America, then we'll get to CRC and RCA.
Right.
So I asked Rav Bick. He said. That they tell people as follows. So first of all, he said, practically, they have to accept lawyers because they're recognized directly by law, so they allow lawyers, right? So that's a reason to paskin like the shitas or the Bezdin system would fall apart, okay? Yotermizeh, he said, he thinks fundamentally the problem of having a lawyer is only if the lawyer takes the place of the Baal Din, right? If the lawyer is not taking the place of the Baal Din, but is simply acting as an advisor, so then that falls into the mutter types of helping, right? Like we said, that's misadar claims as opposed to, and Rabbi Reis raises this argument as well, that there's another problem, which is that Beis Din can't hear me pia miturgaman. What that teaches you is that you need a direct interface between the Baal Din and the Beis Din, and that ensures that things will come out true.
What?
Or better.
Doesn't have
to do late true mode. I'm sorry. It's not on Bar Ilan, that I know.
So you
said you look on the internet. I have Bar Ilan on my computer. I could have looked it up. Anyways, let's just finish the thought. And therefore, he said that one of the things that he makes sure to do is that the lawyers, the Beis Din talks to the litigants, and the lawyer is only there to clarify things. Right, he can't speak entirely on behalf of the litigant. Right, that would move it from mutter, helping someone be misadar claims, to something more than that. Right, where he's actually making the claims on behalf, which we saw along the spectrum is also something which is more usur. So he felt that you could have lawyers again, but their primary role should be to help people be misadar claims. The way they do that, without having them actually make the claims, which is closer to the real problematic ones of, actually manipulating the system, b'chadome, is by treating them as advisors and not treating them as litigants. Now that, just parenthetically, is not true in American law. In American law, you have the right not to speak. Right? You don't have to speak in court. Your lawyer speaks on your behalf. Right? The lawyer becomes like the litigant. That's not true in Beis Din. That was what Rav Bick said. Asher, Netanel, and then maybe you want to tell me the position so we round out Israel, and then we'll get to America.
You just mentioned the problem of Jeroboam. So when he helps him organize the claim, isn't that sort of feeding you?
No. So as we see, no. So as we saw, that's mutter, right? We saw that. Along the spectrum, right? He's allowed to either help you clarify your claim, right, or make you misadar your thing, but we saw that some people think that even Altas Asma Kavar Chadayanin allows him to actually tell you what to claim, just not to manipulate the system.
Right, but I'm saying, so within that sheet that says that's okay, why don't we run into the problem with Lone Peter one? Because he's really telling you what to say.
Because you're talking. Because at the end of the day, there's an interface. Because even if he tells you what to say, but if you say it, right, when they're quizzing you, right, you think about a court, right? The lawyer can be as good a lawyer as he wants, but once you're on cross, anyone else do mock trial here? You didn't do mock trial? When you do mock trial, trust me, the lawyer could be as good as they want. When it's you and the litigant, everything goes out the window. I have made people cry in mock trial. Like, you know, but I had made people cry in mock trial. Not my fault. They didn't know the words that were in their affidavit. That was very embarrassing for them. I was also sick that day, and I was in a...
Was this Central Dome?
What?
Was this Central Dome?
No. It was at Yeshiva High School, unfortunately, but it wasn't Central, no. Whatever. Anyway.
You said it wasn't your fault. You were the one who made them cry there.
Well... fault. Everything. There's a range of fault, please. Okay.
How do you make her cry? Like that's like a.
Who said it was a her? First of all,
it was a her. And look, she didn't. I asked her a question that used the word diversify. She didn't know what the word diversify meant. I just pointed out parenthetically that she may not. That she would be a problem because she was first of all playing a high-powered, educated executive and happened to have used that word in her affidavit, which is a bad thing. Because if you use the word affidavit and don't know what it means, that implies you didn't write your affidavit, which is really a disaster in mock trial. So it really was a disaster. But
you had to memorize, and you pointed that out very quickly.
I had learned this trick from previous Rambam mock trials who had done this before. Anyways, I didn't do what my predecessor had done, which was introduce the affidavit into evidence, bring it up to the judge, and say, look, she doesn't know this word. We should throw this out as evidence and disqualify her as a witness. I wasn't that mean. I just pointed out the...
Why didn't you not do that?
Because the judge was already on the floor laughing by that point. And I'd already won the case. And he told me that I could have left at that... So, you know. Anyways. Yes.
So he said that there's a degree for it, in fact. And in his view, all they should be doing is just helping somebody...
That's a toin, right? A toin.
Exactly, a degree for a toin in Israel. So that in reality, all they're supposed to do is help someone make their claim. That's often what they do. But unfortunately, there are times where they just completely...
Okay.
...choose from the person word.
Okay, so this is... Okay, so now we'll get to the RCA's position. The RCA, if a toin rabbani happened to know halacha, only acted to misadar claims, it would be fine. But your uncle is correct, this doesn't always happen. Leading me now to the RCA and the position of both the RCA, meaning the Bezdin of Erica, and the CRC. So in addition to the summary position that Rabbi Reis sent me, he also referenced me to his article, which you can borrow, which is his 11-page defense of the position of the RCA's position in what?
Hebrew.
This is in the volume Shari Tzedek. This is from when he was in the Bezdin of America. When he was the director, I think. No, before he was director, when he was just a dayan, as it says here. Okay. So I'll read you first his summary, and then I'll do some of the halachic ones. Okay. In short, the BDA and the CRC allow the parties to be represented by licensed attorneys, and now just think for the halachic positions, but then we'll spell it out, because one, otherwise the decisions would not be enforceable since under arbitration law the parties are entitled to be represented by legal counsel. So this is common in America and Israel, fine. So that's why we need to do it, but why is it mutter? Two, attorneys help their clients present their cases in a clear and organized fashion, thus fulfilling the dictum of psach picha li'ilei. So as we noted, right, the spectrum... In halachic terms, it goes from sachpi chaleilem to altas atmacha korche dayanim. That there's clearly something which is mutter, which the Rambam calls sachpi chaleilem, based on the Gemara, where I'm just clarifying what you're saying. I'm helping you make your own claim. So that they do allow. However, we do not allow toanim as a general rule based on altas atmacha korche dayanim and asher lo tov asa ba'amav. Ouch. And out of concern, there is currently no regulatory body to oversee and discipline rabbinic advocates and to establish rules of professional conduct. Many other batei din do allow toanim based on principles of harsha'a, etc., and long-established custom takanot. Some have questioned the halachic basis for the custom of suggesting each bezin should make its own determination as to how to balance psach picha and altas concerns in each individual case. The gedulei truma justifies serving as an attorney based on the seducing subots that speak about mibsar chal desalem as providing justification for someone who is not an adam chashuv to serve in such a capacity, since any rabbinic advocate who gets paid has a personal stake just like a family member. But that justification seems to relate primarily to someone who is providing legal advice as opposed to someone who is actually representing a client in Bezdin. See also the dispute between the Bach and Tosfos Yontif quoted in the Piskei Tshuva regarding the heter for someone who is not an adam chashuv. So that's the short version that he sent me. Now, just to spell it out, let me just spell it out, and then we can go to questions. So the position of the Beis Din of America, basically, al regel achas, goes like this. That for practical problems that Rabbi Mann also noted. Rabbi Mann, by the way, is excellent endorsement for the stuff he writes. And his shiur, but the stuff he writes is probably easier to access. Does everyone know Adam's uncle? He's a dayan in Eretz Chemda, and he teaches fourth year halacha ma'aseh, contemporary halacha gross.
Teaches many things in many places.
Many things in many places. There you go. Okay. So basically, he takes it to davar pashut that it is mutter to allow someone to clarify the claims, as we've already seen. But he thinks that it's usher for someone to manipulate the case. Now, the problem is, as we said, right? The problem as tasmach korcha de'anin on the more usher side of things is the most usher is things which are lies. But the things which are pretty problematic are where he's manipulating the case, even within the bounds of the law, which we saw as a machlok is that mutter at all, is a mutter for an adam chashuv or not an adam chashuv, etc. So the Beis Din of America takes the position that is usher. Right? What's mutter is helping you clarify your claim. What's usher is manipulating the system. Therefore, they basically draw the distinction between a lawyer who doesn't know halacha, and therefore, mimela, his only job is
to
help you clarify your claim, and between a Tohen Rabbani, who the whole point is that they're trained in halacha, and therefore they're able to manipulate the system. So, al regel achas, that is the main distinction that they make. You can go through the article. He makes all the arguments. I'll read you the most important summary. First, he analyzes the whole sugya, but we summarized it that week, so we don't have to last week, so we don't have to go back through it. He calls it sugim shonim shel etzari, different types of advice. So he says there's four. One is where you tell the person to lie. That's obviously usur. The second one is where someone who's not chashuv tells his relative. Is where you actually tell somebody how to act.
A relative?
Yeah.
And that's mutter.
And that, right, it's, you know, review is the way he phrases it. Kishadam she'eno chashuv mi'ayit l'krovo b'ofo she'eno al pi halacha b'chlal mechaven she'eno Second one is you actually give someone advice on how to win, not by manipulating the system, but you don't just help him with misadir, but you do. You know, you give him active advice, but not how to manipulate the system. So he said, in general, we don't love people doing it unless you have a personal stake, but that means if you're a relative or there's a mitzvah involved, so we're fine with that. The third is ha'etzahi neutralit. Right? It won't cause, it's not a mitzvah, nor is it neged halacha, right? It's the same thing, right? You're telling them what to do, you're not manipulating the system. But this time you don't have any connection to the person and there's no mitzvah involved. So there we would be noted to say it's us, or even though there are shitos that it's mutter, as we've seen. And the fourth is where it's not necessarily usur, but you're actually doing a tachvula to circumvent the system. And that, as we saw, there is a machlokes, whether that's mutter, but we tend to paskin that's usur, and since we paskin that's usur, we distinguish between dayanim, between lawyers and tohanim. The other
what? Case was less mutter, or
when, say again?
The neutral case
is less problematic than that, but still somewhat problematic. Remember our spectrum, right? The things which are the most problematic are lies, then manipulating the system, then giving someone actual advice, not just helping him clarify his own words, then just helping him clarify, which is psach bichal ilaim, right? So he said, look, actually telling someone to do is somewhat problematic, but if you have a stake in the case, you're a relative, then it's mutter. If you're actually circumventing the system, then we really don't like it, even if you're not actually doing something usur. So therefore, he thinks that you shouldn't use tohanim, but you can use lawyers. Another problem which he raises is the meturgamon problem. And therefore, even when they have lawyers, they insist, like Rabik said, that you talk directly to the litigant. He does point out that there are models to allow you to get rid of the litigants, which is harsha'a. And he said certain Bate Dinim really do allow you to have someone make claims on your behalf, because there is a category called harsha'a. But when we allow harsha'a, when we allow you to appoint someone to represent you, is very limited, and therefore, if at all possible, we limit that, and therefore we don't like having Tohanim who actually circumvent the system and actually are Tohen on your behalf. Yotze lanu mikol anal she'ein zchus atzmit levaldin lavi Tohen orech din el sheish achrayut ala dayan lafsher levaldin lasader ta'anotav lefnei dayanin ulazor lo lotzi kol atviot v'ta'anot shelo. No, he doesn't clarify who he thinks Adam Chashuv is. So anyways, you can read through the article if you want all the positions, but as you see, right, the range of positions that we saw, both in terms of what does it mean and who does it apply to, actually expresses itself in how each of these five Bate Dinim that we've now discussed paskins. Okay? Are we good? Natano, question?
Yeah, the Turing One business
is a separate question.
The Meister from the Gemara.
I mean, Gemara says what we learn from that, in addition to actually not having a mature Gemara, is that there needs to be an interface between the Dayan and the litigant.
Yeah, but a couple points to that. Firstly, does this apply for literally every word of the case, every chapter of a tire between the two sides?
I think, from my experience on sitting with Bate Dinim, you at least want the litigants to articulate the claim. Right, so that you
is, subsequent to that, every time side A attacks side B or vice versa, does he need to every time, or is the lawyer doesn't open his mouth all the way through, or what?
That I don't know. I assume different Bate Dinim have different standards. I don't know. To that detail, I don't know. I assume at least the main parts of the case. Every detail, I don't know.
Okay, and B, on the Svara level, when the lawyer gives this some shaita in the court case all the clever material in the world, and he says it almost without knowing what he's saying, but it does the job, we have no problems whatsoever.
Correct.
Okay. Well, we just let that flow.
We said that. I mean, the Rambam says that explicitly.
Yeah, and lastly, when you mentioned before about the idea of him clarifying the case, what he can't do is, put a spin on it or do any clever tricks and take on the other side or whatever. All you can do is just clarify what.
I mean, again, there's three levels. There's clarification, there's telling you what to say, which is not mere clarification, and then there's actually trying to mess with the system.
Yeah, but I mean, how can we really draw the line?
And that's what Rebbe said very nicely. Each Beis Din should set their own standards and figure out what's responsible, what's not. Right? He said what the principal Psach Picha Le'ilim tells you is that the Beis Din has a responsibility to allow people to make the fairest claim that they can. What Altas Asmakor Chadayanin tells you is that you can't allow that to get the sheker. And where you draw the line between those two poles is the Machlokasim we've been talking about. He's telling you what the Beis Din of America's policy is. They draw it, where they draw it. As we saw, right, Rav Michi was comfortable on the Beis Din he sits on of drawing the line at a much more permissive place than the Beis Din of America was, for varying reasons. But Rabbi Reis is not saying that's the only way to go. He's just explaining, right, this is a policy paper. He's explaining the position of the BDA. Yeah, Kobe.
Also, the Gidolei Truma is Rabbi Azariah Figo. From 1579 to 1647.
There you go.
I don't know any other information that only...
Very good. Okay, thank you. In the end, I don't think we're going to do another one, because this ended up taking all the time, but that's fine. In that case, next week we'll do, I think, Shuddah D'Dayini, which will be fun. That's a fun topic. And
we literally just hit that?
What?
We literally just hit that tonight.
There you go. It's a good topic. I was also in Ramosha Shir for it. What?
We did not understand that we paused there.
Okay, well, then we'll get to it next week, and I think that'll be the last share we have in Subas, and we'll move to Chulin. So to summarize it one more time, and just to be misadirate, because in the end this turned out to be a very interesting Al-Khamaisa topic. We had set up the range. What was clearly Mutter according to everyone except for the tour was simply allowing people to clarify. Psach Picha L'Ilim. So that, all the Dayanim I spoke to were in agreement that we pasken like that. And if a lawyer is just going to do that, it's clearly mutter. And since a lawyer who doesn't know halacha, that's basically their role, that's clearly mutter. A little bit more problematic was the shita that they're telling you what to say, not simply, you know, helping you put what you're saying into words, but at the end of the day, they are just teasing out what you're thinking and they're helping you tell the truth. That's a slightly problematic because they're telling you what the claim is, but still in the realm of mutter, and pretty much everyone thought that was mutter as well. With the qualification that because of the Isser of Meturgaman, the Dayanim wanted to at least speak to the litigants, and they didn't want to rely on Harsha'a, though, as Rabbi Reis pointed out, in certain circumstances, we would even allow them, the lawyers, to actually be the ones speaking, like you do in American court, based on Harsha'a. He has another model also, but we'll leave that for now. Even more problematic than that is where they're helping you circumvent the system, so that, while there are shita saying that's mutter, as long as within the halacha, or you have a stake in the case, the Beis Din of America, Paskin, that's already a problem, and that's where they put toe on him, because there's no regulatory system, and they know halacha, they often get themselves into that problem. Sometimes they do things that are really problematic. They've been known to, like, filibuster, where they just talk about nonsense for days on end, just to try to extend the case. Schechter complains about that often. V'chadome, and Adam tells us from his uncle that they have the same problem with Tohanim. On the other hand, Tohanim may be perfectly mutter, because as we said, right, first of all, Tohanim can help you clarify your case, and assuming that they're not trying to circumvent the system, there's no problem. And even in theory, if they were trying to circumvent the system, as we saw, right, if you hold like the Gedulei Truma, then just like many poskim paskin that because of Mibsar Chaltes Aleim, you're even allowed to legally manipulate the system if you have a personal stake. So if you pay the Toein Rabbani, so they should be allowed to do that as well. I agree with Usher, it's a slightly problematic, but Rav Michi was comfortable with that one. I don't know if he actually wants them to circumvent the case, but he pointed out that one can solve most problems if you paskin like the Gedulei Truma, assuming that we either say there's no Adam Chashub Bizman Hazeh or something along those lines. And does that get us through all the shitas that we covered? I think so.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, so last week we did the theoretical. This is an experiment in Halach HaMaisa. If anyone wants to borrow the article from Rabbi Reis, feel free. It's very good. And thank you again to Rabbi Reis for all his help. He's also helping us for a shir on Monday. Chaim, on Kimley. 24.